This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Washington, the Senate is expected to vote today on whether or not to extend funding for federal agencies through mid-December. If it reaches the president's desk, the bill would avert a government shutdown this week, but another shutdown could loom later this year, and that has some schools on edge. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The last government shutdown 2 years ago cut off aid to Head Start preschool programs in 10 states, leaving thousands of families scrambling for daycare. Yasmina Vinci directs the National Head Start Association. She says programs whose annual grants start Thursday are bracing for that possibility again.
Even if it is averted this week, we may find ourselves in the exact same place again in the middle of December.
A shutdown could also leave schools on military bases and American Indian lands short on cash. David McVicker is superintendent of Central Kitsap School District in Silverdale, Washington, which gets at least $4.5 million each year in federal aid. He says the last time around, the district simply stopped spending.
If there were any supplies that were needed, you know, you've got a toilet that you're going to replace. No, we didn't replace anything.
The Department of Education has a contingency plan in case of a shutdown. More than 90% of its staff would be furloughed for the first week. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.